Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Graham here again. Well, as we enter our first full week of Lent 2021, we continue in our podcasts with the theme of encounters with Jesus, looking at those people who met Jesus during his time when he walked on earth, and how their lives were perhaps never the same again. Today's passage comes from John chapter 2. Let me read to you the first 12 verses. The next day, there was a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, that's not our problem," Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." But his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Standing nearby were six stone water jars used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." When the jars had been filled, he said, "Now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies." So the servants followed his instructions. When the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, though of course the servants knew, he called the bridegroom over. "A host always serves the best wine first," he said. "Then, when everyone has had a lot to drink, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you've kept the best until now." This miraculous sign at Cana in Galilee was the first time Jesus revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After the wedding, he went to Capernaum for a few days with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples. Well, according to John in his gospel, this miracle of the water into wine was the first miracle that Jesus ever performed, and in doing so revealed his glory of something of who he was. And as we've been thinking in our theme about encounters with Jesus, then it's strange in a way that this is all about a bride and a bridegroom celebrating their best day, and a day that was really transformed by the presence of Jesus being there, and yet they themselves are hardly mentioned in the story. It's not very often that we can think of a wedding where the bride and the bridegroom are not centre stage, but here in this story they are off, far from the spotlight of the activity, just getting on with their celebrations, being with their family and their friends, and doing what young couples do, celebrating after the marriage ceremony. And yet, they had an encounter with Jesus, although they hardly realised it. They would certainly have realised it had they not had that encounter. For this could have turned out to be one of the biggest disasters in their life. This day could have turned out to be a major embarrassment for them. For in years to come, people would have remembered their wedding and how awful it was and how embarrassing it was and what a disgrace it was that the wine had run out halfway through the evening celebrations. In a context and a culture where hospitality is so valued, it would have been almost a scandal to think that they hadn't ordered in enough wine to cover the celebrations in their entirety. And as I say, people would have talked for a long time to come about that awful wedding where the wine ran out. But that never happened because Jesus was there. And instead of this day turning into being a disaster that was talked about with embarrassment for years to come, Instead, perhaps their wedding was talked about for years to come for very different reasons. Do you remember their wedding and how delicious their wine was? We never did find out where that wine came from, but we've never tasted wine as good as the wine they had at their wedding. Wow, they must have spent a fortune on all those festivities to produce wine like that. Do you see what happened? The day was transformed from being a disaster to be remembered for years to come to being remembered for the best of wine and the greatest day of celebration. Yet, as I've said, strangely enough, the bride and bridegroom were hardly even aware of the encounter that it had with Jesus. But what could this story possibly have to say to us today, perhaps? Well, I think there's perhaps a number of things that strike me. Number one is the miracle itself. Jesus took some water which incidentally is good, water which is life-giving, water which can be so refreshing, nothing wrong with water, but he comes and he takes this water and he turns it into wine. And not just any old wine, but the best of wine. And you know, to some extent, maybe that's what Jesus wants to do in our lives, even still today. Maybe that's the sort of encounter he still wants to have with us today, where it's not necessarily a story of taking something that's bad and broken and awful and making it something good, but it could be a story of Jesus coming and taking that which is still good and making it even better. He still wants to come into our lives and take the good things, even the goodness of water, but nevertheless, something that can be tasteless. And he wants to come in and take what's good in our lives and turn it into something that is extra special. To take what is good and turn it into the best that it can be, the very best that it can be. And that could be our gifts, that could be our talents, that could be our characteristics and our personalities. That could be even the ordinary mundane things we do from day to day as we just seek to be perhaps parents or people doing our jobs or good neighbours or good family members or whatever it may be. Things that in life can be just a bit plain and bland and ordinary. But Jesus says, don't underestimate that I can take even these good things and change them and transform them through an encounter where they become the best of things. Jesus can come into our lives and perhaps avert disasters that we don't even know about. And he can change even ordinary things into things that actually could make a lasting impact and impression on other people for years to come. And maybe like this bride and bridegroom, hardly aware of the significance of anything that's taken place. But the encounter we have with Jesus actually influences and affects other people's experience. So that they perhaps remember conversations, little things that we did, little things that we said that stick with them for years to come. Jesus can come even into the good things in our life and make them so much more better. And maybe that's an encouragement for us in our lives. You see, this first miracle that John recounts, well, number one, it isn't done in the spotlight and on the stage of publicity and public gaze. Instead, only the servants, and I'm sure there's a whole interesting point there in itself, only the servants who were really, you know, an invisible people of the celebration. They weren't the bride and the bridegroom. They weren't even the invited guests. They were just the people working in the background, doing their job and making everything working. They were the only people that saw what happens. It wasn't like a big miracle done in front of crowds, like feeding 5,000 people. It wasn't even something mind-blowing to some extent of a blind person being able to see, or a paralyzed person getting up and dancing, or even, as Jesus was to do later in the gospel, a dead man rising from the grave. It was something that really just came into the ordinariness of life, the ordinariness of a wedding celebration, and a young couple celebrating their love. And Jesus reveals his glory through this first miracle. You know, there are lots of big transformation stories of what Jesus has done in other people's lives. And there are lots of books we can read about those who have lived lives of crime or lives of addiction or this, that, and the next thing. And they have amazing transformation stories of how God comes in and takes the brokenness and makes it into something glorious. And we should, you know, we should be so pleased and proud and celebrating these massive transformations. But the reality is that for most people who come to follow Jesus, well, their transformation isn't quite so big. Their life is a lot more duller and boring and hasn't been filled with crime and scandal and so many other big battles, but it's just been people getting on with their ordinary lives. But these transformations aren't any less important and aren't any less significant. As Jesus comes in and still performs a miracle and still does something special, even in the ordinariness of life. The third thing that strikes me here is the couple still had obviously invited Jesus into their big day. They'd still opened up their celebration and lives to his very presence. And it was his presence that was felt for years to come. Maybe that's all that Jesus ever asks of us as well. Just to open up our lives in the mundane and the ordinary, in the day-to-day activities we do, and the things that we do that we never think are particularly special or newsworthy or worth talking about to other people. Maybe we're just getting on with things and thinking, when is God going to do something big in my life? And Jesus is perhaps saying to us, just inviting my presence into the very ordinariness of your everyday life, I can reveal my glory there. I can perform my miracles there. I can do things that will touch and change people for years to come. And you might not even ever know about it. Do you think that bride and bridegroom ever actually realized what happened that day? People may have spoken about it and talked about their delicious wine, and they may have just been left a bit confused and not really knowing what they were talking about. But the amount of people who were impacted by tasting something so delicious, something that was so memorable, not just wine, but the very best of wine, remembered for a long, long time to come. Maybe we just need to invite Jesus and his presence into the parts of our life that even we think are boring and ordinary and just unattractive. And Jesus says, I can come in and make these things the best of things. You know, twice in that passage as well, we're given the simple instruction of just obey. Mary said it first to the servants. She said, just do whatever he tells you. And later on, when Jesus tells them to go and fill up all these big ceremonial jars of water, we're told that the servants just went and followed his instructions. That's all perhaps Jesus asks of us today. Just listen to my voice. Even in your routine stuff, just try and listen to my voice. And whenever you hear me say to you, or prompt you, or push you, or inspire you to do or say something, Just follow my instructions. Just do it. And maybe we too, in the ordinary, everyday things of life, can have fresh encounters with Jesus. And through inviting him and his presence into our lives every day, can touch other people's lives, that they too may taste something of the good wine of the kingdom of God. Not just the good wine, but the very best of wine. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this story in its simplicity in many ways. Just an ordinary everyday couple, an ordinary everyday wedding, getting on with the celebrations and festivities. And this couple did nothing, Lord, apart from invite you to be part of their day and part of their celebrations and part of their life. And by simply doing that, a crisis was diverted in their lives. A major embarrassment didn't take place because you stepped in and solved the problem. Father, maybe there are many times in our lives when simply because we have asked you to come and be part of our lives, you have saved us from things that we've never even known were about to befall us. Lord, help us to be a people that bring to you the ordinary, everyday, tasteless, but good water in our lives, that you might take it and change it and reveal your glory and turn it into wine. And may other people come to taste and see through the wine of our lives and the wine of our everyday activities that you are blessing and being part of, something of the wine of the kingdom. And Father, help us to be a people who, instead of perhaps sometimes craving the big and the spectacular, just learn in the ordinary, simple things of every day to be listening to your voice and to be doing whatever you ask us to do. In Jesus' name we pray.